of, I mean, just, you know, talking to me, bringing up favor. And I've quoted in, go ahead and start it, Beth. Title is Believe to See God's Goodness, God's Favor, you know. But, I mean, the more that I ponder it and all of that, I mean, it's just amazing that I can see God's favor and things back when I didn't even really know anything about God's favor. I'd hear preachers, you know, you're blessed and highly favored, and you get a hold of it, you go around saying it. Should. The Bible, and because of that, your faith, you're walking, you start walking in it. You start walking in it, you know, and that's why, you know, it's not really the educated, you know. It's not really the ones that knows how to do everything and knows everything. It's the humble. It's the ones that just go after God and just serve God and hang on through the tears and hang on through the troubles and hang on through the attacks of the enemy and hang on and, I mean, stand on God's word. And those people walk in God's favor. And they grow in the faith. Did you know that Jesus grew in favor with God and man? And we can grow in the favor of God and have favor with man. I mean, I see it in my own life, praise God. But bleed to see God's goodness. And I got that out of Psalms when David said, I would have fainted. I used that most of my young, especially Christian life, you know. And when I felt like that, I can't make it. And I don't know if I'm going to make it through. I don't know if God's going to come through. And all of that, when I wasn't sure of some things of the kingdom, you know, I used those scriptures. How many knows that's what we do? You know, and I set out and I thought, I'll believe to see. I was telling Ty, I said, you know, there used to be a garage door right here. He's standing there at the door, you know. And he said, they did? And I said, yeah. I said, I pulled trucks in here and took motors out and put them in, had my garage door business here, and told him about the little Bible study that we started 22 years. Sandy was in it, praise the Lord, and, you know, and all of that, and then thinking about where we're at now, and the favor, that was the favor of God. I told him, I said, I didn't have no money. I said, so I just went and built a wall right here, and I built it out of pallets, like we'd use in the box truck. I built a Bible study room out of pallets. Oh, it wasn't about the pallets. It was about our faith in God. Where are you at? You stand. And then the favor. Look at all of this. Look at all of this that we didn't have the ability. Well, but we had faith. We had faith that God wanted us to do it. And here we are. And we're just getting started. I mean, the favor of God keeps you in the fight, man. I mean, it keeps you in the fight. Keeps you in the race. And there's a lot of benefits to the favor of God. Put the Psalms, I guess, 5 up there, Beth, first. For the Lord will bless the righteous with what?
Favor.
And compass. And thou compass him as with a shield. The favor. Amen. Cover him. One translation says cover him. That means to be surrounded with God's favor. To be surrounded with God's favor. I'm surrounded with God's favor. You're surrounded with God's favor. In God's favor, I mean, it's this faith. And faith is what activates. Faith in God. I mean, you read His Word and you see that people were favored in the Bible because they were following God. I mean, Esther, I mean, when she went before the king, they could kill you. I mean, but you know what? She found what? Favor. The Bible says that she found favor. That was God. God gave her favor with the king. Hallelujah. And saved all the people. Saved all of her people, praise God. But why? Because she was covered and compassed with the favor of God. She was surrounded with the favor. All odds were against this woman. She had lost her husband, left her home. She was out with Ruth, you know. But she said, was it Ruth? Huh? Naomi. Yeah, y'all know. See? Y'all know. Y'all already, that's good you know. Hallelujah. But anyhow, my point is, she had the favor of God on her life. And she went from rags to riches in the favor of God. And we're all growing in the favor of God, but we've got to acknowledge God's favor. See, you might not feel like that God favors you, that God has surrounded you with His favor. Means that God has accepted you. And let me read something I got before I go on. Where did I write that at? Oh, here it is. Favor is God's approval, God's support, God's divine ability. God's favor. You have God's favor, God's approval. He approved of me when I went to Him and I give my heart to Him. He approved of me. Jesus sealed it on the Calvary's cross. And it wasn't because I was perfect that day. I had marijuana in the freezer. I mean, we had whiskey, and I ain't no telling what we had. We had all kinds of stuff in the house. But the favor of God came in my house that day and give me the ability to get born again. That was God's approval. God approved of it through Jesus Christ. It wasn't because, see, you can't do enough to earn God's favor. You've got to just walk with God and walk in the favor of God. And you know what? The Scriptures shows us God's favor. Like Psalms over there, 91, I believe it is, it says, no plague will come nigh my dwelling. That's the favor of God. God said that, told the children of Israel, He said, I have driven sickness far from you. I'll drive sickness far from you. That's God's favor. That's God's goodness. Hallelujah. And that's why we lay hold of the Scriptures and we say over ourselves, God, your favor is on us, and we're going to live long, satisfied lives. I call it the blessing. But it is the favor of God. It's the empowerment of God on our lives. Hallelujah. We have the advantage over people that's lost. We have an advantage over people that don't believe. And I'm not knocking nobody, but I'm not going to be in that number. I'm going to believe God. I'm walking in divine favor. Good things happen to you all the time when you walk in the favor of God. It causes good things to happen to you all the time. Hallelujah. Told one of my sisters went to the hospital. She'd been born again before, but not going to church and everything, you know, and everything. And we don't want anybody to feel like it's just a law and a rule and a regulation to go to church. But you want that fire in them, and the Word fires them up. So I told her, I said, now, since you're feeling better, we prayed for her and got out of the hospital, you know. And I told her, I said, call me when she goes home. She lives up in South Carolina or North Carolina, somewhere up there. But anyways, anyhow, she called me. Well, when she was sick, she called me, you know, pray for her. I got a lot of things going on, blah, 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 you know. Just in her pain and going through her stuff. And I said, well, look. I said, go in there and get some Scriptures out of the Bible and put them on your refrigerator and put them, and, you know, and that's not the first time she's heard it, you know. And the only reason I say that is because I did that back yonder while I'm walking after God, and it helped me to renew my mind to the Word of God. It helped me to acknowledge God in the daytime when I went to the mirror and all of that. It helped me to remember that God is with me and God is for me. And it caused me to walk in a higher level of faith. Getting in the Word of God will help you. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Well, it says right here, we're covered like a shield with the favor of God. I thought, Lord, I just preached on it. And He said, Ann, right? You can't hear it too much. You cannot hear it too much. Faith comes by hearing. Believing comes by hearing. give me the Psalms 84, Beth. This is this whole sermon, she's looking for Scripture, and I said, I've only got them two, and I just got them off the internet when I got here. I didn't even have them in there. I just got caught up in what the Lord was speaking to me. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright. One translation said He will give favor and glory. No good thing will He hold back to those who walk upright. Those that go after God, He's not looking to hold back anything from the body of Christ. Hallelujah. He's looking for the body of Christ to march forth. You know, Gideon in the Bible, you know, God sent him over there to them. What happened is the children of Israel, they quit walking with God, and they went into bondage. The children of Israel did. They went into bondage for 7 years. And they cried out to God, and God sent Gideon. And Gideon was a military man. Gideon was a prophet, and he was a military man. But God sent him over there, and he's the one put out fleeces. And the Lord told me, you don't put out fleeces now. Late, right after I got saved, I was putting out fleeces, and it was hurting me. God, if this is your will, let 7 red trucks go by in 45 minutes. I've told you all the story. But the Lord taught me better than to throw out fleeces, see. He told me to believe him. Whatever he says to you, you believe him. You don't have to have a sign. You don't need a sign. You don't need none of that. All you need, and that's why I preach it the way I preach it. God's word is all the evidence you need to know. That's all you need to know that you have victory. You get a hold of God's word and what God says, and you walk in God's divine favor that way. Well, Gideon puts a fleece, and God honored the fleece with wool, you know, and showed him and everything. But God told him, he said, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to deliver them into your hands. But see, and Gideon went down, and Gideon only had 300 men. Gideon had 300 men. He had two armies, and he had two armies and all of their allies that had set up against the children of Israel. They're going to take them out. And God gave him favor, and he whipped all, they whipped all of them, all of them, way outnumbered. I didn't really have time to go in and get all the numbers out. But they had two armies and all their allies against them, against Gideon. But God give them, that was the favor of God. They defeated all of them. They defeated all of them, praise God. But it was after the children of Israel cried out to God. You hear me? When they started believing God again, when they started, that's when the favor came. That's when God sent the prophet. That was God's favor. He sent him over there, and he heard from the Lord and did what the Lord said and come out in victory. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus said, if we love him, we will keep his command, keep his commandments, you know. And then he says, take upon ourselves his yoke. He says, his burden, for it's easy. But he said, this is how you do it. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Then you find rest. Hallelujah. He's humble. Jesus was humble. But anyhow, when we're believing God, we walk in the favor of God. And after I got saved, I've always lived in poverty. And when I did get money, I bloated on drugs and different things, partying and stuff, you know, not wise decisions and all of that. Spent a lot of money in 7 years on just marijuana. We could have halfway bought our property that we own now, not counting the cocaine and the ecstasy and, you know, the stuff that we'd try and different things. But I got saved, and I'm working driving a truck, you know. That's how come I'm in my own business now. But I was working for another man when this happened. So I've seen it work both ways. I've seen it work in both. The favor of God is not determined whether somebody owns their own business or not, or got a good paying job or not. The favor of God brings opportunities into our life, and the supernatural begins to work, and the favor of God causes us to be favored and causes increase in our life. But anyways, I was working down there, and I saw God, he brought deliverance. One of the words there, it says God's approval, God's support. What does that mean? What's God's support? That means he's going to get you to the place till you're full, overflowing, nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. More than enough. He's a more than enough God. Hallelujah. We've got the advantage over Gideon because we've got Jesus. We've got the Holy Spirit. We've got the advantage over the children of Israel over there because we can hear individually from God. And we can actually develop our relationship on a daily basis with God, walking with Him, talking with Him, fasting, praying, seeking God, and not giving up on your dreams. No matter what it looks like, hallelujah. Believing caused me to experience God's favor over there. I mean, I went in less than a year. And I really got persecuted more after I got saved. So don't let Satan warp you up with that. They're just a bunch of sinners where I work. I just can't work there because they're bringing me down. No, they can't nobody bring you down. You're up. You're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You have the God-given ability to block out stuff that tries to come into your ears and stuff unless you get in there and sing the songs with them. I rose down there. I began to gain favor. I didn't know that I had favor with God, really. I'm just learning. Lady brought me a little slip one time, and it was a Bible marker is what it was. And it was a scripture in the Bible that I didn't know was in the Bible. I'd never read it to my acknowledgement, you know, at that time. But it says, "Blessed are the feet of those who preach the gospel and bring glad tidings of good things." And she looked at me and she said, "Your feet's blessed." And I thought, "Nah, I don't know about all that." I took that home with me, though, and, you know, and I went and found it in the Bible. And I thought, I'm preaching, man. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm being a witness for Jesus. See, being a witness for Jesus is preaching, right? Just being a witness for Him. Inviting people to church. And you know what? God's favor is on you. God's favor is on you to do that. He's on you to win people to Him. He's on you to teach His people how to walk with God. See, the blessing, the empowerment to prosper is on us through Jesus Christ. Well, I begin to go to the house of the Lord and I begin to tithe. Somebody say tithe. I begin to tithe. I didn't have to. And, you know, I read it in the Bible and I thought, man, this is the way the windows of heaven were opened up for these people. This is the way Satan got rebuked off of the finances for these people. He had rebuked the devourer and all that, you know. And so I thought, well, bless God, I'm just going to do it. You know, and I mean, right then, I'm all excited till I got to put my $20 in. I mean, I'm all excited to go. It's on Wednesday. There's no offering, you know. And then to get down here and we ain't got enough. And I say, oh, man. Maybe we'll start next week. Starting like, God, you know our heart. So I battle with it a little bit. I battle with it a short period of time. And then I made up my mind, bless God. And then when Teresa got a hold of the scripture back in, I mean, it's just black and white. How many knows that's good? It was black and white to her. God said, tithe. To cut the lights off. It's real simple for her. And I'm like, huh? Oh, that flesh struggles, you know. That flesh struggles, you know, but it don't have to struggle on. Make your mind up. What you going to do for Jesus? Just make your mind up. And then here comes Gideon, made his mind up and said, God's with me. I'm going to take them out. He could see all the armies. He knew all the ones that he was fixing to have to face and all of that. And he didn't look at that. And Paul even told us, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are earthly. They're temporary. But the things not seen, spiritual, the favor, the word, the anointing, the grace, they're eternal. And I mean, that gives us the advantage over. Look, man, down there at J&H. I mean, I found the favor of God on my life. I got raised up when I left there. I was right under my brother's finances. He couldn't give me no more because it hurt my brother. My brother had been there for nearly 30 years, 25 years, and I was making right under him. And my boss, if you ask, I mean, I got $10 a year, $10 10 cent raises. What, no dollar? You know, the guys that work for me, I bump them up a dollar every year. Just a dollar every year. We'll give them a dollar every year. Why? He gained favor with me. I gained favor with God. And when we prefer others before ourselves, we gain favor with God. When we do that, hallelujah. Well, you know, down there, I started tithing, then I started carrying an offering. It wasn't much. It wasn't about the amount. One time I didn't have the money to give it an offering, and I give a pencil. I had my pencil. And I gave my pencil in the offering. I thought, he didn't say nothing about money. He said, give him an offering. Not tithe, offering. So I give my pencil as an offering. Well, you know what? I didn't buy a bunch of pencils today. I can give bundles. I can buy a tractor trailer load of pencils probably easy. You know. But you know what? It caused the favor of God to come on me and begin to increase me right where I was at. I begin to increase financially. I begin to increase, you know, with other things. Hallelujah. But the favor of God. I even dropped a sheetrock on one of the trucks down there, and I saw the favor of God come on my life. Hallelujah. Because I stood in faith that God was my deliverer, that God was my supplier. And I'd already, 1 Peter 5:7, that one. Anybody know that what Scripture says? That's right. I'd already cast that over on the Lord. Casting all of your care over on the Lord. There it is. Beth, she's swift. She's got favor on her. She's good. She's swift. I'd already cast that over on. See, when you cast something over on the Lord for real, that means you're in faith. And when you're in faith, that's what activates God's favor. That's what releases it into your. Let me just say this. Not really activate. It's already activated. That's a wrong word. You're allowing God's favor. Through faith, you're allowing the favor of God, whether it's in your marriage or there. You know. But anyways, I was preaching one night in the power burn off of this building. And went through, you know, and all kinds of things. And they had to put the flip meter out on the building, you know, shut off or whatever it's called. Had to do that and all that. Well, electrician come down and he said, I won't do it. He said, I'll have to rewire the whole building. I said, well, how much is that going to cost? He said, roughly $30,000. I said, I paid him. I said, thank you for coming. And so he left, and I cast that over on the Lord, and I said, that's not going to happen in Jesus' name. That power will be on this building. Why am I saying that? Because I could have took that bad report, and we did not have $30,000 to do this building, you know. And so I just went down, and I just began to believe God, and I called up one of my contractors. I said, hey, man, Rick, can you get your electrician, blah, blah, blah. He said, oh, yeah, man, he'll come down there and do it for you. He said, that ain't no problem. Well, he comes on down, ask him how much, and he said, I don't know, man, $150. I said, well, get it done. You get it done, man, dude, you know. He said, this is a church, ain't it? And I said, it is. I'll get it done quick. That's favor. That was the favor of God. But you know what? I cast that over on the Lord, and I just stood in faith that no weapons formed against us. You ain't got to have the right words. Just have the right scripture. Right? That relates to where you're standing. And I believe because I was walking in faith and wouldn't look at that, I believe the Holy Spirit was bringing these scriptures at times that I needed to say exactly what God wanted me to say, to confess exactly. That's why Facebook don't lead my day. Facebook don't lead. Sandy might put a scripture on there that she's just, I mean, rolling in the floor with revelation with, and I read it and I'm like, oh my God. Well, why not? It was for Sandy. I can get it and try to roll around with her, but I ain't going to have no joy. But if I get the word like she did, and sure, you want to share it with everybody, good. Nothing wrong with that. But Facebook don't lead my life. You know, praise God, hallelujah. I put my weight and trust in Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit and in the anointing and things that mean something to me. I don't bypass it. I will take it, hallelujah. But anyways, got all that done. I'm like, oh, yeah, glory to God. I told you, devil, no weapons formed against. Then the inspector comes out. He's like, well, you got to do this and this and this and this and all of that. And, you know, and I said, I don't know about all that, man. You know, he said, good Lord. He was a backslid preacher. He said, they're putting too many regulations on you. All you want to do is have church, ain't it? And I said, that's all we want, man. That's all we want. He said, okay, man. He said, I'm going to pass this. He said, I'm going to go ahead and pass this. He said, just please don't let the church burn down until I get out of office. I told him, I said, God wouldn't do that to you. I said, God wouldn't do that to you. How many knows that was the favor of God? See, the favor of God changed the rules. I didn't do it. He did it. God did it. The favor of God changed the rules to get His will done, and I didn't even have to do anything other than I was believing God to get our lights back on so that we can have church. How many knows that's the favor of God? How many knows it don't matter if it's the church? You are the dwelling place for God. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? Well, you're the same as this building. You're His will, right? And when you're believing God, anything that seems impossible to you, if you renew your mind and you don't do like the children of Israel, complain and get in that doubt and unbelief, favors, that stops God's favor. That stops it from coming into your life, coming into your situation. You know, you can hear it a lot of ways, you know, but my pastor said it one time. He said, don't ever look at your situations and see it without God in it. He said, don't ever do that. He said, the devil will eat your lunch, you know, and it'll cause you a lot of problems. He said, see God working on your behalf in things. That changed my life, Monty. And I was about 8 years old, eight months old in the Lord at that time, or somewhere along in there, about a year. I went to rezone this church. I was having a Bible study illegal. I didn't even know it. You're not supposed to have any kind of church gathering in a residential place in the city, this city. I don't know if it's everywhere like that, but this is where I was at. And so I was like, man. And so I thought, man, I got to do this thing right, you know. So I go down and I put in to have this church rezoned from residential to commercial. And I've never done nothing like that, so I'm having to walk by faith. I'm just having to find out. So don't think everybody that gets God's favor and gets God's wisdom knew what they was doing. All they're doing is taking steps right where they're at, you know, because you know what to do right now. Take the next step. All you got to do is take the next step. If your marriage is in shambles, go home, get you some cloth or something, anoint it, and don't even tell your mate. Just put it under the bed pillow or something where they, you know, get anointed. I mean, lay your hands on it and say, God, thank you for the anointing on this right here. That's God's favor, and you'll see the favor of God work. I put cooking oil all over my house. And it wasn't the oil. I know that oil had been in there. We've been eating it, and it ain't done nothing, right? We've been cooking with it, putting it in. I mean, we've been mixing it and all of it. We ain't seen no power come through that. I ain't seen a thing from it. But that day, what happened? Faith. It was faith. And it brought God's favor. And look, here we are. The family's together. Travis 32, prayed God, got his kids in church today. That was the favor of God. And I didn't even know what to do. The TV told me. I'm like, anointing oil, they ain't never said nothing about that at my church up there, man. You know, and I thought, oh, well, it don't matter about that. And I thought, anointing oil, I wonder what that is. And he said, oh, forget the anointing oil. Go get the Crisco out. And I thought, that's what we use, man. How many knows God directed the tongue of that man at the instant that I needed to hear that? How many knows God planned that? God set me up that day. God has set you up, and God has went into your future, and He's working. He knows. And a lot of our problems was the mess that I had led us and we had led us into. So it took God just a little while to turn them messes that we made around, okay? Because it'd been about 6-7 years of messes that we had created in a lifetime of not serving God. So it took God a little bit to get me in line with Him, to get me lining up with Him. It wasn't that God couldn't do it. God's already done it. But you know what? That was the favor of God. That was the favor of God on this building whenever that line burned off. That's been 15 years ago. It ain't burnt down. It can't. Right? That's why, you know, if it feels warm in here tonight and your toes was froze last week, praise God. Because, see, we got so much on the building that I can't put another unit. I would like to put another huge unit on this building right here so that we can be comfortable. So if you're hot, just praise God. You know, don't complain about nothing ever. That complaining. I mean, I'm not getting, I don't do it. I do my very, and if I do start complaining about something I don't like y'all doing, I repent. Real fast. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Sandy. Not now. I mean, you ain't never done nothing, Sandy. You ain't never done nothing to cause me to have to believe God. No, but none of y'all have. It's not this bunch. It's that Facebook bunch. They won't come to church. I thought, I'm telling you right now, all these Facebook watchers, they're not going to eat from our table and not come to church when they can come to church. And the Lord spoke to me and said, why are you doing that? Why would you do that? I thought, well, because I'm upset with them. He said, well, I'm not. It was told to me over and over. So I said, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I won't do it, Lord. I won't cut them off, man. Why would I want to cut them off? One word from God from this church into their living room, and they can go, zoo! Oh, my God, what have I been doing? Glory to God, I'm going to church. And you know what? Us walking in the favor of God in our life and people sees it, they want what we've got. They want God. They want God. That's what happened to Ruth, Esther. That's what happened to her. She told Naomi, she said, The God that you serve, I'm going to serve that God. Well, what happened? She saw something in her that caused her to see God. And she's going after this God. I'm not going back home. Wherever you go, I'm going. That's what, just as long as the church is going, I'm coming. And I'm not going nowhere. Y'all are a highly favored, anointed bunch, and I don't want nobody else. Right? Hallelujah. And you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Hallelujah. Why? Because you are favored and highly favored of the Lord. Don't ever go around saying, well, I'm just stupid. Don't ever say that again. According to the Bible, you were dumb, but you became wise. Hallelujah. You're serving God. Now you have the mind of Christ. You have the ability to think like God now. Hallelujah. About every situation. I'm seeing the favor. Got a phone call today. I've been believing now when God began to deal with me about this, preaching it here, I just go ahead and go take hold of it before I even bring it here. And then after I leave, I'm not leaving this church and not believing for the favor of God. I'm going to believe for the favor of God. I'm going to lay hold of what he's saying. If he's bringing it here to this church, he's saying lay hold and believe. And you will see my glory. You'll see my glory, you know. Well, I got a call today, and this stuff is happening all the time for me. You know, I got a call today from the tractor place down Nunnionna, the Kubota place, and I've given them cards over 30 years on and off, you know. Going there, man, I'd like to do your service work, and blah, 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 blah. You know, all this time, nothing. Got a phone call today, and guess who it was? Kubota place. And they said, well, we need you to come down there and give us a price. Got a broke spring and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I'll be down there either swinging tomorrow or Friday to see what you need and everything. And I got off the phone and I said, that's the favor of God. That's God's favor. I didn't get myself in there. I've been in Nunnionna 30 years. I do all the city of Nunnionna, utility board and all of them. Been doing their work all of these years, you know, but couldn't get in these. And I wanted to think back then, y'all were letting people out of our territory come in here to my territory. But then I had to get out of that competition game. God had to work that competitive spirit out of me till it's, you know, anybody can go anywhere they want to on this planet. I've had garage door companies all around me and had to cast those thoughts. And I was going to bring that up. See, whenever you're believing for God's glory and things are not working good and going the way you want, that's when you use the word and you cast those thoughts down. You bring them down and you replace those thoughts with God's word, with what God said or what God is saying to you. Hallelujah. See, it wasn't just, you know, when this power come off, you know, that I just had all this big mountain moving faith, you know. No, I just had confidence in God. And while I was waiting on all of it to get done, I had to believe God. I was under the pressure. We can't have church Wednesday nights, you know. That's not good, God. You know, and I'd have to cast those thoughts down. And then I'd have thoughts, what if they don't do it? You know, and I would cast them down and I'd say, they will do it in Jesus' name. See, what I'm saying is, you know, for the favor of God to come, we got to stay in faith. I mean, you got to stay motivated that you're going to prosper. He says in Psalms over there, he said he will increase you more and more, even your children. So you know what, kids that are our kids, yours and ours, y'all go increase. Might as well get in there and make it quicker. Just make it quicker. Just comply with the Lord. Well, we don't know how to comply with the Lord. Honor your mother and father. Do your chores at home. Quit talking back to them. Don't do that. Travis never belittles me. Never. He does that out of integrity in his own heart. I was getting some panels the other day, and he come running over there, and he said, here, let me get them panels, Dad, you know. And I said, what are you saying? I said, I'm only 57. He said, you're 58. I said, no, I'm not. 67, 77. I counted it all down, and I just point blank told him, no, I'm 67. 57. 57. Yeah, 58 Monday. I told him, I said, I'm fine. Well, what I'm saying, he was honoring me, Johnny. Taking the weight off of me, taking that, you know, on himself, you know, and he'd rather bear the burden of that than me. That's honor. That's honoring God. He's honoring God. That's how you do it. It's real simple. Don't talk down on the teachers. Don't call your parents stupid. Uh-oh, let's get back on grace. No, I'm telling you how to prosper. I'm telling you how to enjoy your parents. I'm telling you how to enjoy your life. Enjoy life. And see, you're serving God is what you're doing. It's not that you're bowing down to something you don't want to do. No, get your heart to where you want to serve the Lord. I didn't honor my dad, and I have a lot of regrets. I wasn't saved. But when I got saved, I told God, I said, God, I will not have these regrets with my mama. I said, I will honor my mama. And she wasn't honorable sometimes. You don't have to be honorable. Hallelujah. And you know what happened? Because I did that, God's favor came on my life. And I was a lot of my mama's big, major help in all her, the rest of her life from then. She thought of Teresa as her own daughter. So your mother-in-law, you know, don't despise your mother-in-law. No, you got to get off all that. Serve God. Serve God and believe God to have favor with God and with man. My mama felt like Teresa was one of her own daughters because of how she treated my mama, how she served God. Now, we didn't treat our parents or our whatever, you know, before we got saved, we're walking with God now, and favor come on our lives. Favor begin to work in our lives, hallelujah, simply because we made up our mind that we're going to walk with God and trust God. Well, I went to rezone this building. I started the story. Now, I'm telling you these things. God wants me to tell you these things, you know, that you pick up where you are and where you live, and you take these same stuff home with you. And I mean, you do it. I mean, you don't back off. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you have a desire to have something nice financially, you know, or whatever, don't settle for something less. But God, just believe God. Travis heard some negative stuff. He was going to build a smaller shop. He was just going to build a smaller shop, and he heard some negative things that people were saying and everything. And he'd come to me, and he said, but God, just because I heard that, I believe I'm going to believe for bigger. He said, I'm going to bleed for a 30 by 36 instead of a 24 by 30. And black God, I walk in it about every other day. I drive by it, it's up. It's a 30 by 36. I turned my big tractor around in it. He said, man, you can turn your tractor around in here, Dad. I said, yeah, hallelujah. Well, what happened? He might as well, if you're going to believe for a 30, God can get you a 24, God can get you a 30. I mean, would you know, and he seen the favor of God on his medal. He seen the favor of God on his 5x6 post. He seen the favor. He seen the favor of God. I just got the price on the, and he's got the money to for the side medal today. And I watched him sit out there and go and quit on it. I wanted to go out there, Johnny, and fix the ground, but I mean, it took faith not to go do it. You know. Why? Because that was my emotions. Go do it for him. Go do it for him. Go do it for him. No, and I made myself. I got myself busy so I wouldn't find myself out there fixing that ground. Because I've fixed ground all my life. This is his first time. You know? And I thought, nope, I'm not going to do it, God. He's going to have to believe God for this. And he's going to have to believe God to make decisions when the rock comes, make decisions when all the dirt comes. I mean, he done got it down to how many hours it's going to take him to haul 8 loads. I would never do that. I know Jesus said count the cost, but God, that would depress me, man. Just get in the dump truck and go, and when it gets done, man, you're done. But, I mean, different strokes for different folks, you know, that's fine, hallelujah. But it makes him dread the next time. Well, went to rezone this building, you know, and I'm all excited. Go down there, put in all that, and went through the process. How many know sometimes there's a process for you to see God's favor? There's a process you gotta get involved and walk in to see the favor of God. You know, because he's not a microwave God. God's not a microwave God. He's not just, I mean, Johnny, I put something in there the other day, 2 minutes, and I mean, I'm sitting there getting upset. I'm like, God, man, it's only been 30 seconds. It seems like it's been longer than that. So I go find me something to do till it dings so that I don't get mad at the mic. How many knows that's not really good? You know. I mean, I need to just be sitting there going, glory to God, it's been 30 seconds. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to work on that. To be honest with you, I'm going to work on that because I had the potential because I'm a get up and go kind of, you know, get it done. I mean, eat the sandwich while you're doing something, you know. So that's one of the things that I've got to have God's favor on me for, hallelujah. How many knows God's favor will help you walk in self-control? God's favor will. It's just faith. It's having faith in God, saying it a different way. But anyhow, all the letters come back. They send letters within 100 or 500 foot, I can't remember, one of the two, from around this building to people that live within so many foot of this building. Every one of them gets a letter sent to them and tell them what we want to do to rezone and whatever. And, you know, and they every one of them come back, no. There was not one within that range of this church that said, yes, oh, yes, it's a church. It's going to be a church, you know. And it got back to me, and the mayor called me, and he said, it's not really good, son. He said there wasn't nobody wanting you to rezone it. And I said, really? I said, well, what am I supposed to do now? I didn't have no money, Johnny. I didn't have no lawyer money. I didn't have no kinds of funds like that. I didn't have no supernatural connections that could make things happen at that time. But I'm gaining them. I don't even know it, but I'm gaining them because I'm down here walking in faith, following the vision that God has given me, just a pastor and nothing else. I'm going to do it. That's what I'm going to do. That's why I say, you know, faith begins where the will of God is known. I knew that it was God's will. Then when all of this starts happening, I am in faith. I have faith because I know it's the will of God. Now I've got to determine whether I'm going to walk in the will of God or not. And then if I look at the circumstances, I want to think the city's stopping me. The mayor could do something, you know. And all of that, you know. See, you got to get out of all of that, out of your mind, and say, this is going to happen, God. So I turned it over to God. I said, this is your problem, sir. I cast this over on you, praise God, and I'm not going to think about it no more. You're going to make it happen. So the mayor told me, he said, well, you're going to have to go to a council meeting, a board meeting, down here, told me the day. And it just happened to fall on Tuesday. Teresa ain't never done started the service off or nothing. And I'm not calling the Bible study off. So I told her, I said, you just go down there and get it started. I'll be there. And I don't know if I'm going to be there or not, but we ain't stopping nothing. Because I thought to myself, I thought, you know what? This is trying to get in the way of will of God. And but God, hallelujah, we're not going to stop. Well, I go down there and I get in that meeting, and all of these people that said no are there. And I mean, some of them, they look at you like a pack of wolves after a baby out in the desert, you know. And man, I just go in and sit down in between two guys, well-dressed guys, the only seat in the house, and all of that, you know. And I've always thought it was angels. God never did show me. I've always said, I believe I sat down. But God told me the other day, He said, those wasn't angels that you sat down. He said, because you were going forward and you was willing to go in there to do the will of God, you were doing the will of God. He said, my favor came in that room on you. He said, that was God's favor. He said, that was my favor because you were facing all of that opposition to do my will. And that's why I'm so convinced, you know, there can't nothing stop you from doing the will of God. You have the favor of God. What's the favor of God? It's support. It's God's support. He supported me down there. He supported us financially here. When this church didn't have no money, praise God, hallelujah, I would say we're never broke. This church is never, we're blessed, hallelujah. This church is blessed, hallelujah. We got our $1,100 light bill, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord some praise for the light bill. Look at half of you can't even clap over that. We could have not have got one. We didn't have the money to keep the lights on, right? Hallelujah. Aubrey was saying something. I don't remember what it was. I said, you always got to look at the bright side of everything. Satan will get you looking at negative about everything. Well, the favor of God came in there, and simultaneously, all of them at once said, just do it. I stood up and said, glory to God. Went over there and shook the mayor's hand. I said, I got to go to Bible study. Got on down here to Bible study, and whoo, did I have a testimony that night. Had a testimony. That's why I get up in here and I say, you know what? A test brings you a testimony. That's what it is, testimony. Testimony. Without a test, you don't have a money. So that's why Paul, I believe, learned, you know, he said, I rejoice in tribulation. I glory in my infirmities. I give God glory. You know why? Because I believe that Paul experienced God's favor all on him. You stoned the dude and they stoned him and left him for dead and drug him outside the city, and the dude shows back up. I bet they went, oh my God, he didn't die. They boiled John in oil. Couldn't kill him. Hallelujah. But Satan wants us to believe that our God is not big enough to bring you supernatural increase. Favor means God's divine ability. That's why the scripture says he will bless the works of our hands. You know, I'm believing God for increase in my business for 2 or 3 years now. And I mean, I see it. I see God increasing, God opening doors, God bringing me bigger jobs, less work, and more money. Just told you about that one, you know, man. I mean, I'm shocked myself, hallelujah. But I mean, it'll shock you sometimes what God's able to do. Hallelujah. Brought me favor in there. That was a person that told me, this guy that's doing this now, this guy, he's the one that told me back under, he said, I'll make you rich. And I left and got in my truck, and I told God, there ain't no man going to say they made me rich. I am not for sale, Lord. I'm not coming down one dime on not one product. I'm going to say, and everybody's going, and you ought to say the same thing, and you ought to have the same thing in your heart no matter where you are. You might be where you're not making hardly anything, but you just begin to believe for God's favor and you see what happens. God brings increase. You know, and sometimes somebody's liable to say, well, you know what, we went through that giveaway down there, and those people are just so good and funny, and some of you is a little sourpuss in the mornings till you get cranked up, and that's all right. We wait on you. I don't even have to have no coffee, and I'm not. Right? I drank a green tea, And Teresa says it's a dehydrator, so I come dehydrated. A dehydrator or something, I don't know. Well, I just believe I can drink any deadly thing and it won't hurt me. I believe I got God's favor. I believe I'd eat poison, not on purpose, tempting God, don't do that. But accidentally, praise God, I've eaten it before and took authority over it and didn't do nothing to me other than a bellyache for a little while. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, some people think that's crazy, but hallelujah. I've seen in the Bible where Paul got bit by the most poisonous snake over there, a viper. He shook that thing off and went about his business. They watched him to see if he was going to die. Then they thought he was God. They thought he was a God. No, that was God's favor. That was God's favor on his life. Well, you know what? Doing this church, that was God's favor. But see, look, take your burdens, take your cares, and all your choices that you don't know how and what to do in life, and roll it on the Lord and acknowledge him and say, God, just tell him, God, I don't really know what to do, Lord. If you really don't know, but in your heart you really know, that's what you do. But if you really don't know, then you acknowledge God. Proverbs 3 says, acknowledge him and he'll direct you. And you just expect God's favor on that. Expect God's favor on your workplace. Expect God's favor on your business. Expect God's favor. I expected God's favor and didn't even know it on my marriage. God was telling me, he said, you stood in faith. He said, and I gave you favor. He said, I honored your believing me. I honored your wanting to have what I wanted you to have. I honor that. God honors that. Hallelujah. So believe to see God's goodness. Believe to see God's... Monty was talking about a transmission, you know, in his truck. He's having trouble with the transmission. And I talked about on the planet, there's not many of them transmissions because they're so good, really. Those trucks are so good, and those transmissions, so they ain't too many in the junkyard. They're still out on the road, you know. So that makes them limited on what you know. And he says, I really like this other one, you know, this and it's, but it's higher. I said, God ain't broke. I said, you know, God ain't broke. I said, don't settle for that other one if that's what you want. Well, they're high, and I said, oh, God's got plenty. You know, I was just trying to encourage him. I wasn't being a smart aleck. If I wanted a better transmission, but God, that's what I'm going to believe for. Now, back down yonder, before I learned that it would really work, I'm like, oh, I don't know about these faith-bunching people. They ought to send me some money. They ought to send me some money, you know. And then the Lord said, he said, well, how do you think they got theirs? He said, they were broke too. They didn't have nothing either. He said, but when they was broke and desperate, they sought me, and I raised them up. He said, when they seen they couldn't do what they wanted to do on their own, they turned to me, and the favor of God come on them, and I gave them my ability, my support. And you're already being accepted in the beloved. So listen, don't limit God. Meditate on it. Lay and tell God, say, God, I just heard the word, and you've surrounded me with favor. You've surrounded me like a shield. You've covered me like a shield with your favor. Hallelujah. Everything that I do financial, I tell God, God, your favor's on it. I thank you, God, that you're blessing. I'm telling him his favor's on it. I thank you, God, everything that I set my hands to do, God, you're going to increase. I buy garage doors and you bless my hands and praise God. And we are bragged on a lot. The Bible says, let another man's mouth praise you and not your own. But I say it just about every morning before we leave. Thank you, God, today. I thank you, God, for your blessing on us today. I thank you, God, for your grace on us today that gives us the ability to do more quickly and efficiently. And you know what? It happens. It absolutely happens. And I'm believing it for you. You're already got God's favor on your life. Just begin to expect it. Let's bow our heads.